my veiny PC.
Your veiny. Look at all the striations and the veins in that PC.
What was it? Wet tenders?
Wet tenders.
Saucy nugs?
I mean, yeah. You got YouTube on your phone.
I mean, I do, but I'm not going to do that.
That's him pulling it up willingly.
Hi, hello, welcome to the Discount Podcast. It's the only internet show ever in existence.
Fact.
Yep, facts. I am your host, Anton, with me is Jovi.
I'm actually a book.
And Mike.
Neat.
And we gotta go quick, because Jovi's got me on this real strict schedule.
We gotta
get to the pay-per-view, and like, can't be doing none of that nonsense. Can't be doing that.
The chit-chatting?
Yeah, can't be doing none of that
shit. The thing that we'll be doing inevitably anyways? Yeah, I just want to be able to hear the show.
What?
Yeah.
Come on,
stupid.
Man.
How
dare I?
If you were a real fan, you would just be able to hear it in your head what's going on.
You wouldn't need the commentary. You can just imagine.
I could
imagine
hear
that.
Taz bad commentary in my head. It's fine.
You know what else I hear in my head sometimes?
The voices.
Fuck you, Steve! That was a win-win, honestly. Yeah.
So yeah, that comes through. So I suppose since we're already here, we might as well just do this. Yeah, the pay-per-view, All Out, is tonight. So, like I said, Jovi's got me. She actually has a cattle prod to keep me on time.
Yep.
I don't even know if we'll get to take a break, honestly. She might whip me straight through it.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
You're going to try to go to the void and just be a hand?
Yeah.
Dragging you back?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Be the inverse of the fucking Excel Saga void, where instead of dragging you in, she's like, no, go away.
No, please, fuck off. So yes, that's what we are doing tonight. I have canceled my subscription to the WWE Network. Thanks, yeah. Yeah, I just didn't, what was it, Payback? Is what we just watched?
Yeah.
I just didn't fucking care. It just doesn't matter anymore.
We had our good buddy Shane over for that, and literally we almost turned it off before the last match because Roman Reigns showed back up a week before, mm-hmm. and bam, triple threat match, and we got to that match, and we're like, it's just gonna be... You know what? We watched it this far, at least for the tweets. Let's fucking deal with it. And the second he got a pin, which, A, he didn't come out until halfway through the fucking match anyway.
Yeah.
And then signed his contract at the That's end of the ramp. Works. With Paul Heyman at his side.
And yeah, he's like, a Heyman guy now.
Yeah, he's a Heyman guy now. So, like, immediately you're like, oh, whatever. They ran out of Bork stuff to do, so I'm just going to scooch him over to
his
Roman.
Contract ended.
Oh, yeah, Brock is a free agent, but if you look at a bunch of tweets from, like, WWE wrestlers, they're like, he's not. There's no way Vince is going to let him slip through his grubby little fucking $2 billion holding fingers, so...
Why? I don't know where else would he go. He could go to Impact, I suppose, but
he's
AEW
not a real
don't want
wrestler.
Him.
No. AEW has been like very adamant to be like, we do not want... Excuse me.
Bork Laser.
Or anyone that resembles him, so...
I mean, what's the point? How many times can you see that character? Especially in that fashion, like Brock.
Too many, apparently.
It's just... And it doesn't bother me when it's like, you know, they put in the work...
When it's, like, scripted well. Right. Like, when there's a story to it, not just right. like, ha-ha, fuck you.
And they defend it, and, like, they prove their worth as
and
champion.
And they, I don't know, use the microphone their damn selves.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't want to hear Bork Laser speak.
Not really.
Or risk seeing his teeth.
No, God forbid. So,
they're not even, like, teeths. They're, like, turfs.
It's a, we had a whole episode on this. It's a mouthful of lampreys.
Yeah, it's terrifying, and I hate it.
Yeah, it's not...
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just gonna say it's not a good time.
No, but yeah, that match ended exactly as we expected, and I think like halfway to the three count we turned it off. I don't even think we made the whole three count.
I don't
count.
Think we did either.
Just like 1, 2, but the announcers aren't doing anything and nobody's moving, and we're like, whatever. We're like, I'm done. So yeah. Fucking done.
Yeah, we got DVDs, and we got Hulu, and. you know, yeah. There's other ways to watch old matches.
I do not need to watch new ones. I guess in WWE news, which I now keep up with via Twitter, oh my goodness, Bayley turned on Sasha.
Wow, what? Like 8 years in the making.
Wow, like they haven't done this 4 other times already.
This is my serious face.
I'm pissed now!
So, yeah, I haven't really paid much attention to what WWE's been up to, other than, like, running into tweets from our fellow wrestling podcasts. But, like, they even don't tweet as much as they do during AEW. Because there's not much to fucking say. So. No.
Promo. Weak promo. Promo.
Yeah.
Storyline. Weak promo.
Backstage segment.
Right.
Someone looking at TV.
Yeah, that doesn't know how to do it properly.
Really obvious product placement. Maybe 2 matches, and that's about it.
And it's the choice of a new generation.
Right. Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
Technically it was mine many moons ago. Then I gave it to Logan because I never used it, and it was just in my mom's storage.
It's just like a beanbag?
Yeah.
Basically, for anybody I know, this is an audio-only show.
Yeah, that...
That hellacious sound is like a Hawaiian Punch can, like plushie, but it's like a bean, mm-hmm. a little bean bag plushie.
It's definitely like a state fair or county fair kind of thing.
Yeah, but that one looks a little softer, like it might actually be comfortable to put your head on or something.
Yeah,
it's been loved. I was using it as a, neck rest.
Yeah, the ones at the fairs now are just like, it's just an actual brick inside of like a piece of fabric.
Ridiculous.
Sweet.
I guess to kind of finish our wrestling minute, I don't know. I might even volunteer to do a recording while we're watching. Whatever.
Oh, now she wants to do it.
No, I just wouldn't wear my headphones. So it would, like, you know, catch all of the noise, and maybe we can get something out of it. Anyway, then there's the lovely AEW. The last Dark and Dynamite and other Dark were all really good, but because it's all shit leading up to the pay-per-view, it was mostly obvious stuff. I mean, once you know what we're building towards kind of thing. Abaddon definitely needs more screen time. She's a precious little demon girl, and I love her. Darby Allin being up against, like, all of Taz's crew is still a little weird to me, but I'm behind it.
Whatever, man.
I'm going to be really sad when FTR inevitably wins the tag team titles tonight.
Is that who you picked?
No. For once, I didn't take the smart route on that, because I can't stand FTR.
Okay, so...
No, not the Bucks. Fucking Hangman and Kenny.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Kenneth.
Who are the Bucks facing?
I forget. Fucking... God damn it.
Damn it, I cannot remember.
I think it's them and the Dark Order. It's like that 4-way match.
Oh, maybe. Way back in the day, when we used to watch the WWE product weekly and keep up with it, we had a belt that we would bet for. We've talked about it on, like, old episodes, like first-year episodes.
Right.
And then the product started to suck. Back when
we had a proper wrestling minute, we had a lot of shit to say about fucking WWE, too.
Yeah, like, it just got lackluster, so, you know, we quit betting on pay-per-views. But one of our buddies is keeping track of it again for a different thing. And it's kind of funny because he sent us a Google Doc. It was like a test, basically.
Yeah, like a fucking multiple choice. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, like, what an efficient way to keep track of that shit.
Right.
As opposed to the pen and paper method that we were fucking
using. I enjoyed our pen and paper method, if only because it got our reactions throughout the night. Mm-hmm. So we'd, like, check off or circle whoever won, and if, like, everybody was mad, you just circle the person who lost and then put arrows towards everyone betting for them and be like, what the fuck, Vince? So, yeah.
We had, like, a whole notebook of just nonsensical fucking writing.
I think we finally tore all those pages out, because looking back at them, it doesn't even make sense. And when it does make sense, it hurts.
You're like, we were mad about something really bad here. What was it?
Bork? Well.
Bork, fucking Bork.
Yeah, fucking Bork.
Also, in wrestling news, so Vince McMahon came out and said that his talent can no longer associate with third parties like Cameo or Twitch. So, right. You know,
his independent contractors can.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
His independent contractors can't do anything independently.
Thank you.
Yeah. The internet's been an uproar on that one. Of all people, I was shocked Kevin Nash tweeted that, like, you guys need to demand. If you're employees, you're told to show up at a specific time and you can't make money off your own name. Therefore, you guys need to fight for healthcare and fucking benefits and profit sharing. And I was like, Kevin, you still work for Vince, don't you?
He's like, fuck Vince.
Yeah, like, he don't give a shit.
He's sitting on his however much money. Like, I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Fire me.
Cut
me
off, kill Vince. Vince. I was in The Punisher.
I've torn more quads than him.
Nobody's torn more quads than him. Is that
the Nash?
Nash.
Or, yeah.
No, I think I'm glad you went directly for that. Like, so yeah, all the wrestlers that work for WWE are technically independent contractors. So why can't you make money outside?
Off of your name?
Like,
that he's somehow copyrighted despite you being an independent contractor under that name?
Isn't that why Cody's just introduced as Cody and not Cody Rhodes?
Yeah. He's fighting to get his own name back.
That was that whole shit.
Which is like, well, it's not legally his actual name, but still, like...
It's his.
Like, yeah.
It was like a Prince back in the day when he had to change his name to the symbol.
To get out of the WB contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, but you can't use your own name.
Right.
I don't know, man.
And here we are.
Yeah, anyway, so I just think it's bullshit that Vince has got to have his little fingers in it, like... No, you can't make any money without me.
Right.
I want a cut of everything.
Right.
Fuck
actually,
you.
We can. This is why you're doing this.
Right. Of all the things, and I told Anton about it, for once I agreed on something with Andrew Yang, and he was just like, if I don't work for the Department of Justice, or no, for, I don't remember, one of the employment heads, he was like, if I'm not going to get that, I'm going to have an ear with that person because we need to talk about Vince McMahon's treatment of his, quote, independent contractors and get that under control. And I was like, well, shit, maybe I should have backed you for president. I didn't know you fucking cared.
Well, they told me not to say that because wrestling is dumb, right? Yeah. So.
They told me not to campaign based on my thoughts on Vince McMahon. And I'm like, but the debate would have been great between you and Trump.
Think about how stupid it would have been.
Right. Donald, now what are your thoughts on Vince McMahon? And I would just be like, oh, God, I should record this. Like, on a VHS. I'm going to keep this forever.
So I'll just keep it all as memories. So is that it? Any other wrestling news?
Not until after the show. I guess we'll save it for next week. I don't want to put my predictions out on this one. I thought about it, but...
Yeah, it's not really going to matter anyway. Cause
right, because this doesn't come out until after the pay-per-view, yeah, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Dope.
Sweet.
I can get out of here. Mike, do you have anything for hockey?
It's Game 7 for the Flyers and Islanders.
Oh.
Which is going on now.
So hockey's about to be over, is what you're saying.
For me, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Well... Let's hope that that's not the case.
They were down 3-1, and they tied it, so.
I'll have to save that for next week. We'll
you
see
humans if... have a saying. Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon. Potentially.
Well, hopefully I didn't just jinx you there.
Whatever. At this point, like, they played so badly, it's fine.
I don't think I have any pull in the spiritual world of hockey. I think you're good. I think my access is probably strictly denied.
Do we want to bring back our gaming minute as we had sort of kind of discussed earlier?
Sure, go for it, man.
Yeah, we don't really have a noise for that.
No? 59. 58.
Yeah, we just... 57. No, I was just like, we need to get, like, slightly less apocalypse-oriented, and I know we're all playing video games, so, like, does anybody have anything exciting going on in their games right now? Anything new you all been playing?
I just finished
playing
all
Carbon.
My... Huh?
You're playing Carbon.
I am playing Carbon. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I missed it. I forgot how much, like I thought the customization options for the cars was more expansive than it is. I think basically what I was remembering was the auto sculpt for, like, making the body kit pieces. Oh, because there really aren't that many choices for, like, vinyls and shit like that. The paint color palette is out of this fucking world. I can't wait till I can start, you know, unlocking, like, different textures, but...
Metallic. So yeah. I was going to say something, and I'm like, well, he's in the beginning area, so
pearlescent. Yeah. The pearlescent is what I want.
Sorry, yeah, that's what I meant.
I was fucking shocked. Did you see my first drift run today? Mm-hmm. Like, I was actually... I mean, aside from the part where I flew off the side of the cliff, like, aside from that part, I was actually doing pretty good. I was shocked that I could remember how to control the car that well. Other than that, I just finished all my placement matches for most of the special modes in Rocket League.
Proud of you.
Yep, Platinum 3 all the way across. So that's pretty dope.
That is pretty fucking dope.
Other than that...
You've been playing Fall Guys, but there's not much to say. Everybody's been playing Fall Guys.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
I haven't either. It looks fun.
I own it. I just haven't...
You should. It's a lot of fun. I haven't won one yet. I came so fucking close in this one. It was the last board was the obstacle course where you just got to climb to the top and grab the crown first. And the crown floats at the top, but it...
Yeah, it bobs a little.
Yeah, and...
So you did what Mark did in his video?
What?
Where he just jumped at it and missed?
No, there was one other dude standing up at the top already, and I was wondering why he wasn't going for it, and then realized it was doing the bobbing thing. And so I timed it out, and I ran, and I jumped, like, right before... I don't know, I thought he would think I would jump, like, trying to fake him out. And he fucking read it, and he jumped right before I did, so we both went for the crown at the same time. He got the crown, and I grabbed him. And it was just like, you son of a bitch. So yeah, that's my life, as of late. Go to the Twitch channel, check it out, twitch.com/IamArcade with a K.
Speaking of which, I did my first stream with nobody there today, but I guess it was practice. I can't even remember the name of the game I was just fucking playing.
Get Even.
Yes. I was like, even... No, even...
Even not, Steven.
No. Yeah, like, my brain would not give me a... yeah. It's a fucking weird-ass game, honestly. What's
the point?
Of it all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of life.
That's part of why it's a weird-ass game, because you start it, and you're, like, on this stealth mission to save this girl who's been kidnapped, and there's a bomb strapped to her, and you're like, okay, and you get through that, and, like, the tutorials and shit... And, like, how to use your phone, because different apps will help you, like, you saw it, like, night vision and scanning for evidence and a fucking UV light. And I'm like, oh, this is
to detect all the sperm.
Dope.
Yeah, it was all, like, really neat mechanics. And then you get to the girl, and she's like, I overheard them. The code to turn it off is 3001. And you go up, and you hit 30, and then everything, like, just goes black and then really bright, and then there's a high-pitched noise and a bunch of whoosh, and then you're just in a field. And I was like, okay, what?
Don't worry about it.
So it seems that I'm a mental patient and they're trying to retrieve my memories by making me relive them. The only two difficulties were tender and traumatizing. And I was like,
well, I told her, I made her pick traumatized.
He did. Because it was like, you will live through the memories, no matter how painful or hurt or terrible they are. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I said that. I didn't say that.
No, that's what the actual, like, difficulty description had. And I was like, I mean, okay, because it just sounds like it's going to be, like, actually traumatizing, so...
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's why I bought the game, other than it was on sale for, like, $3, but... yeah, it's been really fucking interesting so far. It does a really good job at being nerve-wracking, which I enjoy. Because I like a good, not jump scare, but, like, you're just on the edge of your seat. Yeah, yeah, you're just like, nothing's happening, and I am sweating. Fuck. So, yeah, I'll probably stream more of that. Twitch.tv/JovialTogether. I'm sure I'll probably tweet about it or put it in the Discord at some point. I do also still need to be Comic Zone for y'all. Maybe I'll do it from my own Twitch channel. Yeah. I got to the end of Outer Worlds again and then just said fuck it because that last battle's too hard.
You need to talk your way through it.
Well, I mean when everybody's charging all at once. Yeah. And all you can really do is, like, try to stealth your way around while the other factions that you made friends with along the way does all the actual fighting. But then there's like one part of it where you can't do that anymore, and I'm like, eh. I mean, I'm just going to dialogue check my way through the end of the game after this anyway, so I don't know that I'll actually beat it again. I mostly played again to wander around aimlessly on planets and be like, what fuckery did I miss last time?
Oh, a bunch, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Because the first time around, I just wanted to know what was fucking happening, so someone would be like, hey, you, can you do this for me? And I'd be like, no.
What
do you have to do with
anything? What, am I playing an RPG right now? Get fucked.
What have you been playing, Mike?
Unsurprisingly, Mass Effect.
Ah.
We literally guessed that when we were talking about bringing the segment back.
Because everything I want to play comes out next week.
Fair.
Like, the next expansion for Minecraft Dungeons is next week. The Kingdoms of Amulet Re-Reckoning, the remaster, is next week. That's the only two things I like cared about recently. I did get some mods for Mass Effect.
Nice.
More, I should say. More mods.
Like what? So what are you fucking with now?
It's mostly just textures to make everything look better.
Yeah.
But there's one that I apparently missed the first time that makes all the Asari characters, the blue people.
Uh-huh.
Just so you frame reference.
Right.
Makes them all look like super crisp and clean. Which is really nice.
So I assume you're playing this on your super beefy PC.
Oh, for sure.
My
veiny PC.
Your veiny. Look at all the striations and the veins in that PC. I can see how jacked it is.
Right.
Look at jacked, baby. Speaking of wrestling and look at jacked, we started because we thought the buy-in was starting. Turns out it's just the buy-in to the buy-in. So it's just a screen that says all out for half an hour.
Yeah, I fucking let it sit because I realized what time it was and didn't want to like be fiddling with remotes.
Oh, it's okay. We got now. 1 minute, two minutes. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Bunch.
Right.
Munch.
It's bunch.
Come, Mr. Tally Man. Tally me banana.
Sheezy.
Faux sheezy.
I don't want to watch Beetlejuice.
I mean, it's on the list.
I know. We'll have to.
So, before we go to break, I wanted to bring this up, because Jovi and I thought it was pretty fucking hilarious. So you remember last week we were talking about Typing of the Dead?
Mm-hmm.
You'll never guess what Brutamoose was just playing live stream like yesterday.
Sonic Heroes?
Yes. Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Hell yeah. No, he was fucking playing Typing of the Dead. I was just like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why do we have... What?
We're ahead of the curve.
Right.
Like, why do we have this power to call shit out to the universe, and then the universe is like, that's pretty chill, I'll run with that one.
And it's always random shit like that. Like, there's no reason that we both came to this game independently from across the country from each other.
Whoa. Excuse me, that's me.
That's his alarm.
Drink, bitches.
No, that's for my medication.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a good thing we're going to break here in a minute. So, go ahead, finish your thought there.
Oh, you interrupted it.
I'm sorry.
And now I can't remember what the fuck I was doing.
We both came to the game independently.
Oh. At least being such a random fucking game, like, there's no reason more than two people in the country should be thinking about Typing of the Dead at the same time.
Yeah, probably.
No reason.
Oh, now the buy-in's starting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll let the buy-in start. I gotta go take my meds. We'll slip into the void. That's where my meds are. And I'll go get those.
It's really hard to get his meds every day. Yeah. All the way to the void.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
Yeah, because of Maskhausen.
Anyway. Yeah, I seen it. Maskhausen.
Anyway. Alright, void.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from movies. And tonight...
Tonight!
Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual. a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I am Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief.io podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly on you, you spooky bitch.
God damn, I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oi.
Void was having a hard time.
Yeah, my schmageki. My schmageki's all schwitzed.
My squiggly spooge.
So what
thank
did
you,
I,
Dan.
What did I miss? I don't think so, Tim. What did I miss while I was in the void?
Anything people good? Talking.
Yeah.
Just talking.
Like, yeah.
MGF having an ego.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You never.
No, not him.
Not MGF.
Anybody.
Well, I kept getting distracted by the fact that I could see his gum as he spoke. And then Mike was distracted by how it looked like a bunch of car rims were behind him, but it was just some kind of tiling. You can tell it was a riveting promo.
You're like, all of Payback. I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember anything about it, so whatever.
And stuff happened.
As riveting as it must have been, I'm sure.
Time just, passed.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
And you could tell because we were wearing glasses, which meant that time had passed. Yes, coming on the screen right now.
Yes, because I did want to go over this.
The Chris Jericho versus Orange Cassidy.
Rick Cassidy?
Yes.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna freshly squeeze. Sorry.
He had to get one in. I couldn't say anything until I let him get his pun in some sort of line.
Any fracking ways. So, it's a Mimosa Mayhem match. And the only way to win is by pinfall. Submission, or being thrown into an 80-gallon tank.
Bad. Of mimosa.
Of straight mimosa.
Hi, as Cassidy. They put
it. Yeah, Cassidy's here. Cassidy.
Yeah. So, that sounds like fun. It also proves that Chris Jericho will continue to think of some crazy shit to do.
Well. Yeah. Well, I like the promo package for it where it finally made sense to me. It was like, oh, he doused me in orange juice. We doused him in a little bit of the bubbly. It just makes sense. Champagne and orange juice. Mimosas.
I love that he explained that for like anybody who didn't come to that independently without sounding cocky about it.
I didn't get it until he said it.
I know.
And it's like, damn. What a smart motherfucker, man. Anywho, you know who else is a smart motherfucker?
Not I.
Where was it, Joey? The gentleman that went to the city hall or the town hall meeting or whatever.
Kansas? Kentucky? I don't fucking know. Somewhere in the south.
Don't I?
Why not?
Because saucy nugs still exist.
Yeah.
So and we'll go over what doesn't after this.
Yeah, run us through it, Joey. What happened?
With saucy nugs guy?
Yeah.
He argued in his town hall, well, city hall, that boneless wings should not be a term.
I mean, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Like, I'm not disagreeing. It's just funny because it went so viral, and, like, Buffalo Wild Wings had shit to say about it, and Wingstop had shit to say about it. But dude stood up, full suit, and starts with something along the lines of, I keep hearing children say this term now. In family restaurants. And I'm like, wow, if you opened with that, I'd be like...
Throwing around words that I don't even think they know what they mean.
Right? And I'm just like, okay. And he just like boneless wings. That doesn't even exist. I'm not saying they shouldn't be served, because they're fine. What I'm saying is that they're not wings. And he starts naming off different things you can call them. He's like, I don't know, you can call them, what was it, wet tenders?
Wet tenders.
Saucy nugs. And just on, very seriously. And not shockingly, the whole internet was like, yes. Whether they agreed or not, we're just like, this is the kind of nonsense we need right now.
Debauchery.
Dude, I appreciate that level of commitment. Like,
I've been saying, nonsense or a general concept?
Look, the concept of boneless wings has always bothered me, and that's why I gave you shit from the start of the relationship.
You gave me unceasing shit the first time I ordered boneless wings.
I was like, let's go to Maxwell's. It's wing night. Like, they got a great,
nugs.
Yeah, they got a good deal. It'll be great. And then she gets boneless, and I'm like, why are you paying the dollar something premium for less?
And I'm like, it's more meat.
I'm like, no, it's not. It's more breading. It's not a wing. It's a nugget. Just call it a nugget. Just call it a nugget. I'd be perfectly fine if they'd be like boneless. What did he say? He's like, boneless. That should be implied. He's like, I don't go and get a boneless oil change. It's like, it's implied.
It's like the Mitch Hedberg corn on the cob joke, where he's like, well, yeah, it's on the cob. It's not like, and you don't go around taking it off and calling it corn off the cob. And it's not like, my arm Mitch, and then you put your arm back on me and you call it Mitch altogether.
And that's where Jovi got her Twitch name from.
It's been my username on everything forever.
Now we know.
Yeah, if you want to find it, I don't give a shit. Just don't read my MSI board posts. We've been over them.
Don't do this thing that I'm going to tell you to do specifically.
You can't get on it, so it doesn't matter.
Don't fucking test the internet. Dude, you should know
it'll be Steve-O.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Special K is back. That's ketamine for you that don't. Anyway, not that I've ever done it. I've definitely never done
ketamine. I read about it in a People.
Yeah. Where do pussy products at? So the only thing left on the board, we didn't get any questions this week either. Joby's really slacking.
I'm sorry. I was sick.
Damn. Ha.
I had almost COVID.
Oh, yeah. Excuse. I suppose we could mention that. We've been on. I didn't know if you were going to be able to come over here this week, Mike.
I was going to ask, and then no one said anything, like, last night, so I was like, well, I guess.
Well,
everything must be normal if they got tested and didn't immediately tell me to go get tested, so.
Right. Yeah, what was it, Monday? We were supposed to go to work, and she felt like shit. She sounded like shit.
I had no voice.
She was just coughing, like, it was just bad. So she had to set up an appointment to get tested, and I'm kind of like, all right, well, I probably should too, and. So we've been off work for the last week, which, you know, missing out on the money sucks, but, like, it's been okay. I've had some time to work on podcast stuff.
Yeah, and other shit.
And Twitch and...
other interests.
Yeah. I have not picked up my yo-yo yet, which is...
You'll get there.
That was the one thing, I think, at the beginning of this that you were, like, kept joking. Like, oh, I'm gonna pick up my yo-yo again. But don't worry. There'll always be next year.
Oh, yeah. Ancient, well, in some fashion. Because I'm not entirely convinced that I wholeheartedly think we're going to get back to normal, quote unquote. I don't really know that that's an option anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
To be completely honest.
Because we were saying, hey, we'll get back to normal after everybody can get a vaccine. And now we're looking at how many people that are like, I'm not taking that fucking vaccine. And I'm like, God damn. Could you just.
Giant meteor, please.
Right. There's a meteor that's supposed to swing by real close, like 3 days before the election. So
just examine us, like,
not yet. Nope. Fuck that.
Meteor
shit.
Takes sudden turn towards Washington D.C. specifically.
Shadam.
Yeah. Like, it's not actually a meteor or anything. It's just an alien ship that's going for a swing by.
That's giving aliens a lot of balls to get that close to this planet.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
It's unfortunate.
They right. just, on the comedy
button. I don't even want to be on this planet. So like.
On the new comedy button, they just answered a question. Somebody was like, how do you, what's your example that you present to aliens to like, to be like, hey, we're okay. And they basically came to the conclusion, there's like, there's nothing you could show them you could show them that involves aliens that doesn't underline with the story of us basically trying to kill them for one reason or another.
My favorite Martian was pretty dope.
My favorite Martian was okay. Shit, I was gonna say, fuck, Flight of the Navigator, but don't they also try to shoot down
the ship
at some point? I think so.
Because doesn't it, like, turn its own AI off or some shit at some point?
It turns its own AI off, but it did that because David was taunting it.
Oh.
And was, like, giving it shit about not knowing how to fly. So it shut it off and was like, you do it. Because it was, like, supposed to be a Pee Wee Herman ripoff.
That's right.
Dope.
God, what a great movie. We gotta watch that movie. It's so good.
Can we not?
No, we gotta.
Can't. Wait.
I know.
Well, at least
we'll
be in the same boat then, Mike.
She's already seen it, though. I tried to show her, this is the thing. I tried to show her this awesome thing, this big piece of my childhood nostalgia, this movie that I absolutely loved. And I showed it to her, and she was just like, the fuck was that? The fuck was any
of that? I tried not to. I was quiet for most of the movie, and then you're like, what did you think? And I was just like, okay.
That happened.
Right. Right. And but then she'll, like, show me shit like Logan's Run.
Oh, like, yeah, but like...
Get it?
Oh, I don't care if you get it or don't. I'm just like, look at this part of history in movies. This happened. And I love it, and you do not have to.
No, and that's how I'm going to feel when we watch not one, but all five of the Three Ninjas movies.
No. We see the Saw movies.
Oh, yes. This was on the list. We went over it, Jovi.
I know. I fought you the whole way.
I cleared it by you twice.
I know, and I was mad the whole time.
It's already gone through... it's already been spit around the table a couple times, so... And it hasn't come off yet.
He guilted me into it.
I did not guilt you into it. How did I guilt you into it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, see, you ain't got none.
No, I wasn't even trying.
It's not even, like... And it's gonna be lost, because some of... the shit that you can comment on in that movie, a lot of it is the dialogue itself. Not like the dialogue, but how it's delivered. Like, there's one of the bad guys.
Like, the nuances of everything.
Yeah, one of the guys is, like, supposed to... They're all clearly supposed to be, like, the stoner types. And, oh, dude! And
just, like, the surfer burnout kind of whatever.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
Yeah, but way worse. It's fucking magical. Maybe. Rocky, Colt, and Tum Tum.
Tum-tum?
Tum-tum.
I'm pretty sure his childhood was, like, the bagged cereal of an industry, like...
What do you mean?
All your childhood movies are, like, the bagged cereal of children's movies.
I mean, I get what you're trying to... Yeah, I get what you're trying to say, but I'm like... Cite your sources, please. What would be...
Flight of the Navigator.
Okay, what is that a discount version of?
E.T.
Okay, what about Three Ninjas?
Literally anything that was good.
But damn, you can't... Right. No, because she can't give me a name. She got nothing. She's like,
well, I didn't watch movies like that, so I don't know. Karate Kid?
Three Ninjas is the discount Karate Kid?
I don't
is that what
know.
You're saying?
I haven't seen Three Ninjas, so that's not fair.
Yes, you have. We watched it together. See? She doesn't even fucking remember it, man. She's like, no,
it's
we didn't.
It's not memorable.
We did...
None of this is.
All right, what do you guys... pour me a shot, please. I'm going to take a little hiatus. Y'all can lead the show here for a minute. Go for it. Don't let anybody down. Go. Come on, take it.
I have not said one negative thing about your movie.
Jesus, take the wheel. Tell me what your favorite part about the Three Ninjas is, Mike.
The thing that I haven't seen?
Yeah, tell me what's your favorite part about the movie.
The credits.
The credits? Is it the intro credits or the outro credits?
Yes.
Yeah? That's super cool. What's your favorite part about that? Is it the music? The font?
It's just the speed of the text.
The speed of the text. That's respectable, dude. I fucks with it. Sometimes they go too slow, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, why'd you spill whiskey all over me? Anyway,
I didn't. You bumped the glass.
Anyway, it was like in middle school.
Like, chaos. I'm holding it like this, like it's a claw machine, desperately trying to be careful, and he's just like, boop, oh, why'd you spill it?
Well, yeah, it's up to... Okay, let me tell you something. You were the waitress in that moment, okay?
If you spill the glasses, it's being handed to you.
If you're handing it to me, and you don't hand it to me with precision and care, that can result in spills, which is how you get ants. Do you want ants?
Yes. We already have ants.
We don't have ants.
We did.
We did. The traps are doing their thing. That's
you
what
don't have
for.
Any older relatives?
No.
Oh, nope. Not any that I want to talk to. Oh.
So you do have aunts.
I got a few. I got an Amy.
Oh, yeah. Amy's pretty dope.
Amy's a shit.
I'm borrowing his aunt. He borrows my uncle. We hate everybody else in our families.
Cool.
I mean, my cousins are pretty cool. Other than AJ's dumbass managing to separate his ACL from the bone and tear his meniscus while playing catch.
It's pretty good.
He was probably shit-faced.
That's how you know you're
experienced. I asked and he swears he wasn't, and I was like, well, then you were hungover, and he's like, well, that's not fair.
Oh, no.
It's one of the two.
Yeah, you've nailed me. You've cornered me. Oh, man.
That's like what? One of... Oh, okay.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
He's just one of few people that has, like, always been able to outdrink me, but that's because he gets blackout... And then it's a brand new party.
Then, AJ 2.0 comes in the door.
Yeah, and like he goes outside, V1. Bums a cigarette from somebody, even though he never fucking smokes, and comes back in, and he's like brand fucking new. And out of control. And that's usually when my friends would be like, yo, your cousin good? And I'm like, oh yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
You know he fell before. Yeah, no, he's fine.
He's been on and off the wagon. He might have just had some crack before he came here. No,
like, no matter what happens with that kid, I'm like, yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. Again, maybe the crack, but...
Yeah, whatever.
There was the one holiday we showed up and half of his face was, like, all scabbed up, and we were like, do we even ask? And he's like, it's exactly what you think.
He's like, I got herpes.
Hoipies.
Hoipies. It's just really bad hoipies. Oh, so bad. Oh,
MJF loves Nickelback. Thank
That's
you.
Gross.
I still can't get over that Twitter notification where it was like, Nickelback is up to something. And I'm like, don't fucking do that right now.
It's like the ominous, like,
right.
Intention. Nickelback is up to something.
Yeah, because I went to, like, click on trending for you or latest or whatever that tab is, and it was like, you know, there's always the one headline that's like it thinks you'll be interested in this news story.
Yeah.
But for some odd reason everyone had the same one, and you'd go to your like personalized fucking trends and it would just be like with a weird picture of them and over it just Nickelback is up to something, and everybody was like, no,
they got a new song. It's like, I'm tired of living like a bad band.
It was, they legit, like, oh, it was, they announced a new single was dropping or some such shit, but because it's the internet, and, you know, article writing on the internet has to be really fucking hard right now. You cannot be doing the BuzzFeed thing right now and have it work for you. And they're just like, Nickelback is up to something. I'm like, did you have to fucking phrase it that way?
I don't hate on Nickelback as much as, like, the world tells me that I should.
I kind of just nothing their music.
Like, oh, I don't like, give a shit. Like, it's just, it's funny to me.
It's like, yeah, it's like every other music that came out in the early 2000s, to me, anyway. Where it's like, okay, you hear one song, and then that's your entire
that's repertoire. That's a fair,
it. It's
yeah.
The noise that he hits that everybody hit for a while. Just that,
Yeah, that's a fair,
That's it.
And they say yeah.
Just so much early 2000s bullshit sounded like that.
That elephant?
Dude, I mean, I did a
Three Doors Down
earlier.
Wasn't much better.
To me, they're all the same, honestly. Like, I'm not even saying that, like, hatefully. Like, to me, it all just blends together.
That's still me with emo music. People are like, well, you don't even know Panic at the Disco? And I'm like, literally could not tell you if you played me their most popular song. And then they do it, and I'm like...
Yes, you could.
Is that them? Or is this a trick? Is it that other band? I couldn't even name off,
what
like...
What other band? What other band? What
Fall
other
Out
band?
Boy. I don't know. They all sound the same.
Wow. That is a hot take. Hot take. Oh my god. This is the...
They all, again, like the early 2000s rock, they all make the same goddamn noise. No, thank god that one went away.
They didn't. They're still releasing new music. I just heard a new Disturbed song
Disturbed?
Like a month
ago.
I know. I mean, I don't listen to it anymore.
No.
They hold a spot in my heart where it's like the first three CDs. I'm like, okay. That's what I know.
So like most people in Metallica?
Yeah.
I still don't like Metallica.
I mean, that's fine. I'm one of like eight people on the planet that likes St. Anger, so.
What, is an album or is it a single?
The whole album.
I've never heard the whole album. I like the title track, I also think that one of the best Metallica jokes you can ever say is like, hey, you want to hear a really fucking good Metallica joke? So he's like, what? And you'd be like, Saint Anger.
I would just be like, Lars Ulrich.
Like the entire album. But no, I've heard the single. I've never heard the whole thing. I'd have to listen to it. I'm just never, you know.
Not feeling it.
I mean, I'm not seeking it out. If you have it and you want to lend it to me.
If I'm in your car and you have to be playing it and you drive until it's over from the beginning, then yes, I will listen to it.
I mean, yeah. You got YouTube on your phone.
I mean, I do, but I'm not going to do that.
That's him pulling it up willingly.
Then YouTube, with the algorithm would be like, oh, okay.
No, what it is, yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm not fucking my Spotify or my YouTube like that, man.
But realistically, what it is if you give me the album, now I feel obligated to listen to it. Because, like, I have your possession, you know what I mean? And I don't want to hang on to it any longer than I have to. So I want to...
So just blitz out that 45 minutes or whatever it is and move on.
Especially with something like a DVD or a CD. I can fuck that up too easy. I want to get done with it and give it back to you. And, like, here you go. That's not my responsibility.
On a similar note, I've learned just to not expect to get books back if I lend them out. So I only lend out books that I'm not going to miss.
Yeah.
My first copy of JTHM, I told you that, I still had it until, like, we might still have it, but it's just falling apart.
We had 3 copies at one point. I thought I gave one to somebody.
We did. Was it Donnie?
Was it Donnie? Or was it one of the stupid bitches that we were dating?
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not.
That would be regrets.
Yeah.
Be awkward, yeah. Can I... This book?
Activia.
I had a hard enough time. Whoa. The bass is up on this headset and I didn't realize. Well, it hit really weird.
That sound is so fucking. I can't fix that one.
I know. But yeah, with the one, I was really tempted. She gave us pictures of her ex best friends that we told her to stop being friends with because they were just super abusive people and, like, touted her as the ugly friend so they could look pretty by comparison. It was painfully obvious.
Yeah.
And then she left all her pictures of them with us, and we were going to, like, burn them someday. And then she turned out to be an insane cunt, and I was like, can I just put them back in our mailbox? And he was like, come on, man. That's a little far even for you. And I'm like, could it be on par for me, though? That sounds nice.
I was told a coworker of mine told me, that they are envious of how petty I am.
That seems okay.
Well, because she's a very, very nice lady. She's super fucking nice.
Like, painfully nice.
Painfully nice. She's just such a sweet woman. And
not, like, disrespectfully painfully nice. Not like it's, you know, sugar syrup nice, but...
No, but, like, she's just a wholesome person, and she doesn't do shit like that. And I was telling her about something, and she's like, I love how petty you can be. And I'm like, me too. Fucking petty life, man. Oh, hashtag man. It. Hashtag it. Hashtag petty life. Throw it in the chat.
I had a moment like that with somebody in one of our group chats. Her across the street neighbor seems to think that despite there's like a ton of wandering outdoor indoor neighborhood cats and fucking strays and shit. Excuse me. This lady's determined to think that it's only her indoor-outdoor cats that keep shitting in her planters at, like, an insane Karen level. So, like, she'll wake up and there'll just be, like, a bag of shit on her porch. Or, like, she took all the turds that the lady took these turds that she found for, like, a month and then dumped them in the bottom of her trash can. And it's, like, shit that's just baffling. Where I'm like, it is what? Why?
That's the Karen doing this?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Because she thinks that my friend's cats are the ones shitting in her planters, to which I was like, A, that will help the plants grow. It's shit.
Do you know what fertilizer is?
Yeah, there? I'm like, so first of all, like, you shouldn't be bothered.
Right.
That's helpful, especially once the rain hits.
Worm tea.
Second of all, from what I'm being told, there's, like, multiple dozens of cats wandering the neighborhood. So why your across-the-street neighbor is the only one who could possibly have cat shit in your planters is...
Yeah, but people like that convince themselves that, like,
It's a like conspiracy.
Your friend has trained her cats right. to specifically piss in and this one plant.
That's how she acts. And the day that, like, the ton of turds was in the bottom of her garbage can, I was like, okay, hear me out. Is her car in her driveway? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, put the turds in her gas tank. And she's like, seriously? I'm like, fuck it, why not? Also, does she have an air conditioner in her window? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, just shove it up against that back grate. Just get a glove and just really rub it in there. And she was like, how did you have these ideas so fast? And I'm like, because I've been mad with you this whole time. And petty revenge is the best.
I am plotting.
A great thinker of my time.
Everybody should listen to me.
I've been plotting on your behalf for 2 weeks.
You know, Socrates, Nosferatu, you heard of these guys? These great thinkers of our time and so times beforehand.
The great philosophist Keanu Reeves.
The great math magicians. Be excellent to each other.
This morning she had a bunch of tomatoes on her front porch, and she's assuming her neighbor left them there to poison the cats.
Can cats not eat tomato?
They smelled like they had bug spray on them.
Oh, that's cool. So she's attempting to
murder her pets.
Moida, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was like, so throw the tomatoes at her house.
Yes.
And then keep one of them. So if she calls the cops, you'd be like, well, she left this out on my porch. Seems to be poisonous, and I have indoor-outdoor cats. And then as soon as that happens, you know the crazy bitch Karen is going to start screaming incoherently about shitting in our planters, so you immediately win this.
They've been shitting in my planters!
Yeah,
those two cats! Those two, specifically. The brown one and the browner one.
As one, like, black cat walks by. And, like, not that one? No!
Oh. Cat's Ma'am, actively shitting in the plant.
Ma'am, we need to have you come down with us to
No!
To
not
make
without
a
my pookie snookums!
Yeah.
None of it's good.
Yeah. It's one of those things I heard, and I was like, as mentioned before, I've been seeing a lot of fucking Karen videos lately. Which I gotta stop watching those.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me feel self-righteous. Not even self-righteous. I've actually figured out that I think I just can channel my hatred in general in one direction when I watch those.
That's fair.
So my hatred of everything is just on this fucking bitch who won't put a fucking mask on. And then I feel better for that entire video because I have one place to put all of my frustrations for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's just, you fucking people.
It's just, it's frustrating on a level that I don't want to deal with all the time.
No.
Which is actually coincidental. It's not coincidental, convenient, I should say.
What, that we
Speedway.
Ended up...
Speedway. That kind of leads into the only other thing on the board.
Oh.
Which seems like the perfect thing to lead out with for the week.
Dope. What? I can't read it from here anymore.
The flirt line between straight and non-straight.
Ah, yes.
We were talking about this.
Would you like to explain?
No, Mike, lead us in.
With this thing that I didn't know about until...
No, we were talking about, like, when... Like, somebody, you know, like, okay, maybe, Jovi, you go for it. You'll be able to, I can piggyback on you, but I can't lead into it. There's no
way. There's, two different attitudes on flirting and two different attitudes on what is and isn't okay in relationships. And with straight people, you always think somebody's flirting with you, but, like, don't want to do anything about it unless you have a huge ego. And, like, also, it's okay unless you're in a relationship and, like, if the other person flirting with you doesn't know that you're not single, it's like a... Oh, sorry. Non-straight people just have no idea what's going on. Granted, most of my non-straight friends are also polyamory, so, like, then it's a huge fucking
it's
mess.
Just a
because yeah, they're like, well, they have a boyfriend. They have a wife. And you're like, and?
I think when she talks about it, the only example I can think of is, like, if I'm talking to somebody that, like, I'm friends with, but I'm not entirely sure, like, maybe if they're fully straight or, you know, bi or pan or whatever.
Joke where I'm like, do you like to lick the puss?
Yeah, like, I have, like, I have...
A joke?
Like, I know them, but I don't know that. You know what I mean? That's not a thing you can just bring up. Be like, bro, let me ask you a quick question. QQ, dog. Let me ask you about what kind of sexy time stuff you like. Okay, just be real with me. It's not a thing that comes up. So, like, right. if I'm talking
and
to somebody...
And most dudes are like, I like blowjobs. I'm like, well, duh, everybody
I
likes
like
getting
it when
head.
The lady puts the wiener in the mouth and the hot dog, ketchup, mustard, please, sesame seed buns, pork peppers.
Sorry, that's, relish. Like, a baseline, like, other than obviously you two and a chunk of my male friends, the borderline existence of straight men is, like, if you ask them anything, they're like, I like sticking it in her mouth. I hope I'm going to hit the back of her throat and going to choke her. It's great.
Yeah,
I'm like,
awesome.
Wow.
Gag reflex. Woo!
Yeah, like, I'm going to bruise her throat. I'm like, wow. You just,
that's
the first thought you had about a hot lady?
In the first place. That's counterproductive.
Like, she's not going to do it again tomorrow if you do that. You know that, right?
Well, okay, the point, not quite where I was going. But
I know, I just had to make fun of men. Sure?
The point that I was making is
straight,
like,
dudes are funny, right?
Like, okay, yeah. Let's say I'm somebody I'm friends with, I don't completely know where they stand on it, we've never talked about it, and they, like, were good enough friends that they feel comfortable to make, you know, comments toward me or whatever. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, they're probably going to say something because they think they're joking, that I'm going to have to look at them and go, stop.
Yeah.
Like, stop. You don't know what you're... Stop.
That's the other big one.
You,
is
you
like,
gotta knock
I can joke flirt with all of my gay friends all I want, because, like, especially because most of my friends in that community are pansexual to begin with.
Can I have your nose, please? I have nothing over here.
Ugh. It's like the last of it, but yeah, finish it.
Thanks.
But, like, if there's, like, a straight girl, because I was talking about my ex-friend, and I was, like, we were, like, the closest of friends, and we'd go on, like, a weekly date to talk about mostly Fallout, and all the time she'd be, like, if I liked pussy, man, you would be my girlfriend in a heartbeat, but she was hot, and, like, I get
like
all
that.
The hugs,
the
yeah, and I'm, like, she
like
even lets me
meme.
Touch her tits, and I'm, like,
is that kid
stop.
In the classroom with the veins popping
yes.
out of his neck and
yes.
shit? Yeah.
It's like
terrible.
I like compliment my female coworkers all the time, but I work with beautiful women, so like they deserve it. And I'm waiting for the day one of them's like, "You ain't straight, are you?" Oh hell no! But I wasn't flirting with you either. I mean, yeah, but not
genuine
no,
compliment.
No need,
yeah.
no need to bring HR into this. No, no, no. It's okay. I just.
Just you're pretty. Damn.
You're pretty. Get that booty. Anyway,
you're pretty, pretty.
Yeah, you're so pretty, and you got that booty. Have you been working out?
I wish I could just find
does
that video.
It shows.
The fucking vine of that dude was like, I seen this chick outside. She was booty so fast.
How did you get that booty?
Where
did
you get all that ass from? Where did you get all that ass from? That's it, man. If you're if you know you got some friends, maybe ain't on the straight and narrow. Maybe quit fucking with them.
Right.
Quit
right,
fucking with them unless you prepared to have some shit happen at some point.
There's a reason why we make the joke about spaghetti.
About spaghetti?
Do you not know that one?
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh, when somebody's like, sorry, I'm straight. And you're like, so spaghetti until things get hot.
Oh, yeah.
Until it's wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once it get hot and wet and it's straight no more, don't fuck with me. I will make you want to suck my clit. Listen, bitch, you got nice tits. Now stop.
I don't like that at
I'd
all.
I'd like to go to HR, please. Wait, I can't even talk. Does the podcast have an HR department?
No, not yet.
Damn.
Yes, I'm
HR yeah,
department.
Jerome.
What's your? Yeah, you talk. Do you take it up with Jerome?
Yeah, Jerome here.
Dude, I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
gonna
you're not gonna fuck with Jerome. I'm not. You think he could set people on fire? I'm not fucking with that. I found it. You want to end it on the video?
I guess.
All right. So yeah, thanks for listening this week. We hope it was entertaining. Hang in there. We know everything sucks. We're all working through it together. So come back next week for more debauchery, ooh, more naughtiness, more adult steaminess. Yeah, a little Delilah after dark.
What? Good lord.
I know Delilah. fucking get a copy. You watch. That'll be the one thing somebody pegs us. Anyway, thank you for listening. We hope you had a good time. We will see you next week. And that's it, guys.
Love you.
Stay hydrated and safe.
Wear your mask over your nose
and mouth.
At the same time.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Wear your mask properly.
Just in case that needs clarification.
And fuck's sake, don't pull down your mask to lick your fingers to get your cash.
Anyway.
Yeah, on that lovely note, this is a private party, but you are all invited. Goodbye.
Click.
So today I was walking, and, I saw a bitch so thick. I said, damn, where you get all that ass from?
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, and so, so much more. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there.
I see you smiling at me and your front teeth are missing. Snapshots and flashbulbs ignite along the runway and you freeze like a pale mannequin. I think you like what you see. The plastic surgeons all whisper to each other in hush. Malevolent speeds contempt into a deviant crush. Mortal threat in suicide until they forget your name. 15 minutes of fame is now the name of the game. Postmortem penetration, rigor mortis, sets the scene. Magnet under the microscope, more rod than screaming gasoline. In a city full of
What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Miss Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.